25 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Monday morning. And of course, it's good to see our beloved, honorable, respected Fadila Tulu Ustaz Mubarak Faiz. Ameen. Well, today is the 26th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1443. Ustaz, welcome to the Q&A early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustaz.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah ya Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, verses 32 and 33. Almighty Allah states, وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ. Almighty Allah using the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping His authority, majesty and sovereignty. Only He can do that. None in the entire universe and creation can do that. وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ. And we made the sama, the sky, and everything above our head is called sama. سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا. We made it a roof, we made it a ceiling that is protected and preserve. It doesn't fall down. And remember, it works with harmony. You see the sun, you see the moon, the planets and the clouds and everything there. All this kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَهُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهَا مُؤْرِضُونَ. But they, the non-Muslims, and the Muslims who are part-time Muslims, they turn away from the symbols and the signs of Almighty Allah. Otherwise, we should be wondering, pondering, reflecting on the signs of Almighty Allah. That Allah Ta'ala says, لَآيَاتِلْ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the heavens, in the earth, the alternating of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. They remember Almighty Allah standing, sitting, reclining. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They wonder, ponder in the creation of Almighty Allah. So that is what we should be doing. And thereafter, Almighty Allah states, وَهُوَ الَّذِي. He is the one and only Supreme Being. He created the night. Who can give us the night besides Almighty Allah? وَالنَّهَارِ. And the day. So the alternating of the day and night. What precision and accuracy. In summer, the days are long. And in winter, the nights are long. All this, Almighty Allah shows us His absolute power, authority, majesty. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ. Qamar, He created the sun and the moon. So everything working with harmony. And thereafter, and kullun fi falaki yasbahun. All of them are rotating in their own axis. Whether it's the sun, whether it's the moon, whether it's any other creation, they all are moving all the time. And there's no accidents. You see planes are crashing. You see helicopters are crashing. What is man-made is always prone to error. But all material Allah created with perfections, and you don't find any accidents. So we should wonder, ponder and reflect, remember, in these type of verses. Regarding the international news, there is a concerted effort now by the politicians and by the entertainment industry and the soccer and so many other people to promote the LGBT. That Liverpool, the people today, Muslims, many of them them go crazy for them. And the manager said that we are 100% promoting the LGBT. And if you don't like it, you must leave. See there, and where are you, O Muslim? So you must be dedicated to Almighty Allah, to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the beloved Sahaba and companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Deen of Islam. We can never have allegiance with these type of people, with such crimes that are punishable by death. Then they targeting our innocent children. The Disney, they said, they are going to target our children, the queer and the weird characters. And the target is the children, 50% of them will be queer and weird characters. Can you imagine what will happen to society? So they want to erode and wipe out the family structure. So we must not have families. We must be reduced to the level of animals, Allah forbid. So therefore, Islam is the only one that can show us and bring us the true success and so forth. And last but not least, remember that today you find that Muslims, suppose Muslims, we can't call them Muslim, but he calls himself Muslim, that they will say, I'm the Imam and I'm a gay Imam and there's nothing wrong with it. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. When I went to Canada, they told me there's a gay mosque there. So imagine this type of people promoting all these vices, and this is punishable by death. Remember, may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us, protect our progeny from all these type of vices. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9 we will be discussing Argentina with Mohana Zahid Khan, Inshallah Aziz, and then thereafter 1 to 2 will be the tafsir, and thereafter 2 to 2:30 will be our trip to Eastern Cape, East London, and thereafter Queenstown, and thereafter we went to Port Elizabeth, and then came back and went to Klerksdorp. So it was a hectic week. Allah Ta'ala make it easy and accept it. And thereafter, inshallah, at night will be the Q&A live with Mawlana Arafat, inshallah al-Aziz, Allah, between 8 and 10 tonight. Allah Jalla wa'ala accept it and make it easy for all of us.
Ameen, thumma ameen. Let's start with Brother Martin Ustad. He says, good morning to you, sir, and to the team of Ansar. What's the difference of being deaf, dumb, and blind when somebody is given everything yet is ungrateful? My name is Martin Ustad.
Remember that Martin, Almighty Allah speaks of all these qualities in the Noble Quran. You were born 30, 35 years ago. I was born more than 60 years ago. So what happens? Almighty Allah teaches us, Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum. And Almighty Allah produced you from the womb of your mother. La ta'alamuna shay'a. You knew absolutely nothing. What did we know? Wajah Then he, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, he blessed us with the faculty of hearing and seeing, wal afida, and understanding. So why? La'allakum tashkurun, so that you should be grateful to Almighty Allah for all his ever recurring bounties and favors. So look at this verse, my brother, chapter 16, Surah Nahal, the bee. You know the bee, it stings, so that bee. Chapter 16 and verse number 78. There Almighty Allah is highlighting. Now what do we do, Muslim and non-Muslim, Brother Martin? Majority of us, that we forget the ever-recurring bounties, favors of Almighty Allah. We only remember Allah if and when a calamity, catastrophe strikes, Allah forbid. So that is ingratitude, unthankfulness of this human being. So now you, my brother Martin, go and read the Noble Quran, chapter 100, and see how Almighty Allah juxtaposes, compares the loyalty of the horse and the ungratefulness of me and you, the masterpiece, this human being. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ سُبْحَا فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ naqa, fawasatna bihi jama'a. The horse, it's got the stable, it's got water, it's got food, it's got this. It's prepared to make the supreme sacrifice. How dare you touch my owner and manager, and will go all the way to fight the enemy. And me and you, human beings, chapter 100, verses 6, 7, and 8, inna al-insana li rabbihi lakanud. Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bohot hi na shukr hai. This human being is very, very ungrateful to Almighty Allah. Wa innahu ala dhalika lashaheed. And he bears testimony to it. So why are we ungrateful? Wa innahu lihubbil khayri lashadeed. Our hearts are filled with the love of wealth. So when the heart is saturated with the love of wealth, we love the dollars, we love the euros, we love the pounds, we love the rands. So then the love of Almighty Allah, the love of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all that decreases, and that leads to ingratitude. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us, my brother Martin.
Ustad, listen to this one here. Brother Jonah, allow me to read this question out, Ustad. I heard one of your religious guy was caught fooling the people selling holy water. Did you see the video, AK? What a disgrace and a joke to Islam. Jonah, and you want to judge us? Where's the common sense? Jonah, Ustad.
So remember that we told you 100 times, in every religion you will get people like that. So why you don't go to the Haaretz and see your rabbi what he did? How many women he raped? How many young boys, you must remember, they molested, and so forth and so on. And the biggest thing, Jonah, is you must remember y'all are war criminals. You stole the land of Palestine. You're doing occupation there. The whole Palestine is occupied. The entire Jerusalem is occupied. And therefore, we say occupation is terrorism. And you are a terrorist Nazi regime. And we will call you out. And your support is waning now. You can't even form a government. That is the curse of Almighty Allah upon you, the Jude class, and the Jews.
Subhanallah. I see there's a listener says, tell Mufti Saab 24 out of 34 of Pakistani's cabinet are out on bail and supported by the US. Is it true, Ustad?
100%. Remember, the whole government there is an imported government. Imran Khan told them that you won't be able to corrupt me, and I will be standing and speaking the truth. And they never wanted that. They wanted people who are ghulams, people who are slaves of them. They're those who will just make G, yes, yes, yes. And therefore, they had the vote of no confidence, and they made sure they remove Imran. So therefore, when they have the next election, we hope and pray Imran will win with a landslide victory. Even now, majority of the people remember their hearts and so forth are with Imran. We don't say Imran is a person that now his policies are all correct and so forth. But compared to this lot here, these lot here are totally corrupted. Remember that. And we must expose them, because they took millions of dollars from the Americans and Europeans and so forth.
Ustad, when do we stop trimming our hair and nails for Qurbani, Ustad?
Remember Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ra'a minkum hilala dhil hijjah. Whosoever of you see the new moon and crescent of Dhul Hijjah. So today is Monday, Thursday night. This Thursday night, we will scan the sky and we will look for the new moon and crescent. Wa arada ahadukum ayyudahiyya. And you made intention of udhiyya qurbani, whether locally, nationally, internationally. Then fala yaqrabanna sha'rahu wa la zafrahu. The hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah, various compilations, different words. That is a sunnah. So my advice to you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this week Wednesday, this week Thursday, before sunset, make sure you clip your nails, you remove unwanted hair and so forth. Why? So that we imitate the Hujjaj and the pilgrims to a certain extent, and Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to do so. And therefore the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanafis, they say it is a sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Somebody says, Ustad, from overseas, if we sponsor a sheep for Qurbani, is our Qurbani accepted if we don't slaughter ourselves, Ustad?
Yes, you must remember that you paid for it, and the ABC organization will slaughter it on your behalf. Then it's valid as long as you know that that organization is credible. Today you get so many organizations that they will just slaughter 20, 50, 100, but they collected money for 1,000, for example, or 500. So you must make sure, and if you want, then just contact me, Qurbani, and we will send you the poster and pamphlet of Majlisul Ulama. And mashallah, yesterday or Saturday, I sent it out on all the groups. So you can then contact them, and I gave them money for the Qurbani day and so forth. So what you should do is this, that are the best organization in our opinion, the Majlisul Ulama in Port Elizabeth. So it's not necessary that you must slaughter yourself, but yeah, you must be take cognizance of one thing. That is when you say you are going to make a Qurbani. So it is one animal per person. So one goat for me, one sheep for my wife, like that. Not that one goat or one sheep is for 100 people, 1,000 people, and so forth. So it will be, that is according to the Hanafi school. So we should be very careful about that. Yes, if we are slaughtering a nafil animal, a voluntary animal, and then we say for Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the entire ummah, so that is fine. But first you must slaughter and sacrifice on behalf of yourself, and then you slaughter on behalf of the master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ummah.
Ustad, somebody says here, oh, it's Bobby, brother Bobby. He says here, please, could you tell me really what's happening to South Africa? We are tired of this load shedding and no electricity, then no water. We are fed up. Bobby, Ustad.
Remember, South Africa is now entering that phase where we are a failed state. Wherever I drive and I just look at the roads, an absolute disgrace it is. The national roads, you will see that are still okay because they charge us the toll road and so forth. But just go off the toll road and see, then you will see the potholes. So this is the legacy of the government, you know. And the way they tax us, just look at the taxation we have to pay. Look at the price of petrol. Look at everything they touched. You must remember, turned out to be disaster. Eskom disaster. And then you take that SAA disaster. Then you take Danel and all that disaster. So if you take any government institution, and best part, we got such a bloated government. And then from top all the corruption and all the money under the mattress and so forth. So all this is an indictment upon them. South Africa, believe you me, it's a wonderful, beautiful country, but remember our politicians have messed it up completely. In matter of less than 30 years, they have destroyed it. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. The house burnt with the fire in the house. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us all, and may Almighty Allah grant us safety, security. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the best of protector, and He, Almighty Allah, is the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 12, verse 64. Chapter 12, verse 64.
I see I've got Hafiz Sabia Ustad from Mia's Farm. He says, I like Mufti Saab and Maulana Arafat's program. I don't miss it. But Mufti Saab, my friends, are having a debate with me. Can a tiger or lion be kept as a pet? Hafiz Saab, Mia's Farm Ustad.
So when the lion, tiger, you're going to keep as a pet, and then the lion will eat you up, then what will happen? The tiger will eat you up. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the creation, the only mercy to the entire universe and creations. Surah 21, chapter 21, verse 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us, كُلُّ ذِي نَابٍ, that all these animals that have the sharp canine teeth, you can't slaughter them, you can't keep them. So to keep lions and tigers and all that, that? What happens there if that lion tiger injures your son, your daughter? So all the security issues. So remember, people today just want to show off. Bring a tiger in the wedding, bring a lion in the walima, and a lot of things want to go on. It is just for, you know, showing off. That man samma asamma Allahu bihi. When you do actions to show off, Allah disgraces such people. Allah protect us. Not permissible in Islam.
I see you got a new listener, Ustad, by the name of Sister Matilda. She says, sir, is it a sin on my behalf to play the azan in my car? I just like it. I'm not a Muslim. My name is Matilda, Ustad.
Very good. You play it, my sister. That will become a means, inshallah, God willing, for you to embrace Islam. And remember, I tell you something. There is one Sahabi, one companion, Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi, that he is a companion, student of the Master, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lahu hadithun wahid. He only reported, narrated one hadith. But that is practiced in all parts of the world. He saw the dream of Adhan and he rushed to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I saw this dream. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then repeat. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Then repeat. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And repeat. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, even he, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, received the wahi and revelation. So imagine the one Sahabi reported one hadith, but is practiced in all parts of the world. So that's very good for you. You should listen to it, wonder, ponder, and reflect in the meaning of it. Hayya ala swalah, hayya ala al-falah, that come towards prayer, come towards success. So today when human beings don't pray, then that is the reason for failure. And a person then, his whole life goes upside down. So the more we turn to Almighty Allah, the more we will find success and prosperity. You carry on listening, my sister. Allah guide you, and Almighty Allah bless you with Iman and Islam.
I see Sister Matilda says, you are a very holy priest. I've never came across a priest like you, Ustad. Matilda.
We pray for you, sister, daily, for all of you. Believe you me, before I come down, I say, Ya Allah, these people are good people. But they have the wrong understanding of Islam, because in the media, they want to paint and hijack Islam and Muslims as people who are terrorists, who are trigger happy. But we are the most sober people on this earth. We don't have wine, we don't have swine, we don't have all these things there. So therefore, my sister, you must know that Islam stands for peace. And don't get carried away with the herd mentality. That's the easy example. When the Jutlas and the Jews murder and kill our people in occupied Palestine, nobody says Jewish terrorism. When they kill our people there in New Zealand or any other part, then they don't say Christian, remember, terrorism. When they murder and kill our people there in India, Kashmir or wherever, they don't say Hindu terrorism. But they want to hijack Islam. They will say Islamic terrorism, Muslim terrorists. So this is what they want. They want people must hate Islam and hate Muslims as well. But the more they try, subhanallah, more and more people embrace Islam. Wamakaru wamakarallah. They plot and plan, and Allah has his master plan. Wallahu khairul makirin. Allah is the best of planners. So you, my sisters, my brothers, who don't believe, belong to the Islamic faith, you listen to us in the early part of the morning and pose any question you want regarding Islam, no offense. And you, my sister, keep on listening to the Adhan, and inshallah, Allah will melt your heart and the nur, the radiance, the effulgence will enter the inner recesses of your heart.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says, Maulana AK, what is wrong with the Saudi government? That stupid prince who is a sellout now selling properties to some of the Jutlas. Are they mad? and telling Palestinians to shut up and listen to America. Anonymous Ustad.
Remember, these people are planted. You must understand this. So his aim is this, that is Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, that you tell me what to do and I will do so, provided that when my father passes away, then I will become the king and there will not be any impediments and any obstacles. That is his aim and so forth. But he forgets by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tu'zillu man tasha. Who can take away? Remember the Jamal Khashoggi case. He was murdered and slaughtered and Qurbani made to pieces. And who's responsible? We all know. Who murdered thousands of people and children in Yemen? You, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. Who is the one, remember, locking up the ulama and the scholars and pious people there in Saudi? So this is what you find. So they will be, already Medina has got Jews and non-Muslims on the periphery outskirts. So now they will do so. But they forget what the Quran Kareem states. Surah 22, Surah Hajj, the chapter on pilgrimage, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. When you make intention of deviation and zulm and oppression, we will unleash a painful, horrible, terrible punishment. You will see what will happen to him. Allah Jalla Wala, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Majlul Aqsa and all our mosques throughout the world. Allah protect all the Hujjaj and all the people who are going to Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. And that is our stance, that remember such people are Murtad bin Shaitan, out of the fold of Islam.
I see Mr. Benjamin, he says that, morning AK, let's face the facts. Say it as it is, rather than beating around the bush. But people don't like the truth. How is the truth spoken with a sweet tongue? Benjamin Ustad.
Yes, but I don't know. I always speak the truth. We say that Israel is a rogue, apartheid terrorist regime, and they have occupying Palestine for more than 74 years. We always speak against the Arab regimes who are bootlicking the Americans and bootlicking the Israelis. We always speak the truth, what's happening in South Africa. So alhamdulillah, that is what makes you listen to us in the morning, because you know that we will tell you straight, without fear and favor, what is really happening in the world now.
Somebody says, Ustad, that if walking in pouring rain to the masjid and we soaked head to toe, do we still have to make wudu for salah, Ustad?
So if you are soaked and so forth, then you are sure that you have wudu, then it's fine. But remember, you have to make niyat. Niyat means that you made intention of wudu. That is compulsory according to the Shafis and them. Hanafis is not compulsory. So best is you just make a wudu, because of that difference of opinion. Some people will make intention. Some people will not make intentions. Let me give you 4 or 5 lessons. Lesson number one, that in Somalia they experiencing the worst drought and famine for 40 years. In Port Elizabeth, I was there Friday night, Saturday, and they speaking about day zero. But some good rain came, so we must pray to Almighty Allah, Allahumma ghithna, Allahumma anshur rahmataka ala ahli Port Elizabeth, Allahumma anshur rahmataka ala ahli Somal. Ya Ameen. Allah, send your mercy, your rain to the people. To the people of Somalia and to the people of Port Elizabeth, O Allah, out of your benevolence, grace and mercy. 1. 2, whilst it's raining, then remember you must read, Allahumma swayyiban nafi'a. Ya Allah, make the rain, yeah, beneficial rain. And thereafter, when the rain stops, then hadith in Bukhari Sharif, mutirna bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi. It rained upon us with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. And whilst it's raining, drizzling and so forth, take your hand out. In Sahih Muslim it's mentioned, then when the droplets fall on your hand, then what you say, Hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi, Hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi. The latest bounty directly from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Imagine our Islam, everywhere we have authentic du'as and supplications, so we remember the majesty, the grandeur, the authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah. So that is what we need to learn, inshallah.
Somebody says, tell Mufti Saab that ESCOM workers are on strike, Ustad.
Yes, remember, everybody will go on strike because they want extra wages. South Africa, our new South Africa, the democratic South Africa. So they say the months are only three, January, February, March. So then they want to march, 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 march. So the teachers will march, ESCOM will march, the police will march, this one will march. So everybody wants to march. And why? Because they feel the government is stealing so much. So why are we not getting our dues? Why are we not getting our increase and so forth? And you look at the bloated government. I mean, simple example, two ministers of education. But you look at the level of education in South Africa. It's one of the worst in the whole world, Africa and other countries. So what good is there in having two ministers of education? It's an absolute disaster. So that is the mentality of people. They will say, if the government is stealing, so we also want our dues, we also want increase and so forth. So that is the big problem.
Somebody says, Ustad, that I have an option of going for Hajj or buying my own house. Either option won't come my way again, Ustad. So which one should I choose? I have been paying rent for 20 years now. This house could be mine or Hajj, Ustad.
Remember, you must go for Hajj. And this is the only week you got chance to go for Hajj. And those of you who can't go for Hajj, contact the Saudi embassy or your agent or Sahuk or somebody. And the word is called Mujamala. And this is the week, I believe, from authentic sources, that they will be giving out the courtesy visas. They call it Mujamala. So inshallah, if you get the Mujamala visa, you go. Regarding your house, Quran Kareem states, if you perform a Hajj, solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, liyashhadu manafi'a lahum, then they will witness the nafa and the benefit that will accrue to them. What is yours, my brother? You're paying rental for 21 years. I'm paying rental for 42 years, double the amount. So we're very, very comfortable. Allah Jalla Wala reward our brother Bhuti Ghani and all of them there in Ukhis and so forth. So my brother, stay away from haram and interest and so forth, and lead a simple life, and in that way Allah will give us peace, tranquility and serenity.
Mufti Saab, I am 13 years old. My dad wants me to become a Hafiz and my mom wants me to become a movie star. I like both options, but fi Allah, I'm still very young and should be enjoying myself, right, Ustad?
So your mother is giving you totally haram advice, that to become a movie star, you want to join Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. So by the time you finish up there, you will be filled with drugs, alcohol, wine, dine and swine. And what will happen is you will lead a sordid lifestyle. So absolutely haram it is. It's shocking and surprising in this day and this age. A mother can suggest that to her beloved son. You listen to your father and remember, you go and become a Hafiz of the noble Quran. Inshallah, Almighty Allah will reward you in this world and the year after.
I see a listener says, tell Mufti Saab, Roshni Sharif is waiting for you, Ustad. I see Mufti Saab is only in KZN. Don't forget about the Joburg, Ustad.
Inshallah, we were in Klerksdorp yesterday with the help and mercy of Allah. So we come, no problem, wherever we want, wherever you invite us, we will come, inshallah. But I don't impose upon you. You must say that we must come this week, that week. If we are free, then we will come, inshallah, Al-Aziz. And we have no problem, it's free of charge. Quickly, let me give you the program for this week here. Wednesday night after Isha in Masjid Hilal in Overport, and Thursday day in the Avondale Musalla, inshallah. Friday Jumu'ah in the Sikau Lake Masjid, Masjid Taqwa. Friday night in Dongat after Isha. And Saturday night day in the Town Masjid in Port Shepstone. And thereafter Sunday morning in Albertville, where Moana Imran Kamisa is. So that is our program for the next few days. Make dua for us and the Ummah. Inshallah, Brother Uwaisi will give the news now, and then we have to go and perform our Salat. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.